I first became involved with Iditarod when I went to the end of the first race in 1973. And later on, I didn't go to any other races until I worked for Alaska Airlines. And I was involved with the sponsorship that Alaska Airlines had for Iditarod. And it involved me being up in Nome. So for the last 34 years, I was in Nome for the end of the race, shipping teams back. And I've since retired from Alaska Airlines and now have a close relationship with a lot of the mushers. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because although I'm retired, I'm friends with many of the mushers that we have developed relationships over the last 30 years with. And we're here to see them off. I take photos of them, and I end up in Nome for the finish of the race. And we're supporting Martin Boozer and Tim Fahler and Sean Williams. And we also have our little group up in Nome that we've had for 30 some years, the Village Girls. And we have, it's Dee Dee John Rowe, Martin Boozer's wife, Kathy, Sue Greenlee, Pat Haunt. I mean, it's a whole group of people who we've had together for all these years and still are up there for the finish, even though we're retired, all of us. Oh. One of my most memorable Iditarod experience was, and I don't remember the year, but there was a huge blizzard going on in Nome, and it caused all the mushers to be stuck in White Mountain. And there was like 30 of them, 30 teams, and they couldn't go any further. And so it was decided that when the storm broke, they were going to head into Nome in the order that they arrived in White Mountain. The blizzard was so bad, airplanes couldn't get in. And I had my movie camera with me, and I took movies of them coming down Front Street, one at a time, right behind each other, 25 or 30 teams. And then I gold streaked it into Anchorage, and it was on the news because they didn't have any reporters in to capture that finish. What I know for sure in life is that it's very short to have fun, to do what your passion is, and be kind.